سورة نوح. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم.
Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people, saying, Warn your people before there comes to them a painful torment. He said, O my people, indeed I am a plain warner to you, that you should worship Allah and obey me. Allah will forgive you of your sins and respite you to an appointed term. Indeed, the term of Allah when it comes cannot be delayed if you but knew.
Now here we find that Nuh alayhi salam is telling his people that I have come as a warner to you. Now we have this concept of deen that we only want to hear the good things. We only want to hear talk of Jannah and we want to hear nothing about Jahannam. We want to hear nothing about the punishments that lie in store for those who disobey. We only want to hear things that will make us feel comfortable. So we've reduced deen to a series of meaningless cliches that if you say La ilaha illallah 100 times a day and you read this tasbih 100 times a day. Allah says that Nuh alayhi salam told his people, I have come as a warner to you. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too was described as mubashshira wa nadhira, a bringer of good news and a warner. See, imagine a mother, she sees her child picking up a sharp knife. What is she going to do? Is she going to sit back comfortably and say, no, let him do what he wants to, live and let live, and I'm not going to force anything upon this child? She'll snatch the knife from the child. She'll scold him, she might even slap him to make him realize how serious it is. So when Nuh alayhi salam tells his people, I am a plain warner to you, we need to understand that those verses in the Quran that frighten us have come for a purpose. Some people obey Allah by love and love alone. And some people need threats before they can be made to obey. قَالَ رَبِّي إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. He said, O my Lord, indeed I have called to my people night and day. But all my calling added nothing but to their flight from the truth. And indeed, every time I call to them that you might forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, and persisted in their refusal and magnified themselves in pride. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then I called to them openly. Then indeed I proclaimed to them in public, and I have appealed to them in private. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And I said to them, Ask forgiveness from your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Indeed He is all forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance, and give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow on you gardens, and bestow on you rivers. For 950 years, Nuh alayhi salam called his people. Look at the sadness in his words, that Allah, I tried from so many different tactics. Now Allah is also teaching us how to do da'wah, that you don't just have one monotonous style that you're warning people that if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that you do da'wah with subtlety, you do da'wah with wisdom, you do da'wah openly, and sometimes you do da'wah by example. Now Nuh alayhi salam says, I told them, seek forgiveness from your Lord and the world's blessings will open up before you. Now what does this mean? This means that if we do istighfar, Allah will grant us a bounty of worldly blessings. Once Hazrat Umar was asked by the people to pray for rain because the rain was not coming. And he went and he just did istighfar. When he came back, the people said, Why did you just do istighfar? You didn't even pray for the rain. And he said, I have knocked at those heavenly doors from whence rain comes. See, if you look at our society today, we find antidepressants, people always suffering from anxiety and guilt and depression. What's the cure for all of this depression? Istighfar. If we truly turn to Allah and truly acknowledge our sins, we will feel cleansed and Allah will open up before us a vista of worldly blessings. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What's wrong? Why do you not fear Allah and hope not for reward from Allah? What have we relegated Allah to? To this benign God who's just waiting to forgive us our sins. And who's just watching on placidly while we sin and disobey and do what we like and talk against Him. And we say statements like, I'm angry with Allah. And then on the Day of Judgment, Allah just can't wait to forgive us. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What have we relegated Allah to? Allah is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Why do we seek people rather than Allah? Why do we follow people? Why are we intimidated by people rather than fearing Allah's anger? Why do we seek their petty shallow love and their shallow admiration and their shallow praise rather than wishing for Allah's ridwan? مَا لَكُمْ What's wrong? لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. That you're not prepared to accord to Allah His dignity, His true status? مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. The truth of the matter is people have not valued Allah. We've not appreciated Allah the way we should.
If we truly acknowledged His blessings upon us, not one of us would lift our heads from the sajda. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allahu is the light of the heavens and the earth. And what have we relegated Him to? Malakum, what's wrong? Why don't you hope for reward from Allah? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Although Allah has created you in different stages. Do you not see how Allah has created the seven heavens, one above another, and He has made the moon a light therein, and made the sun a lamp, and Allah has brought you forth from the earth. Afterwards He will return you into it and bring you forth. And Allah has made for you the earth a wide expanse, that you may go about therein in broad roads. Nuh said, Rabbi innahum asawni. O my Lord, they have disobeyed me. And we too disobey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. They have disobeyed me, and they have followed one whose wealth and children give him no increase but loss. They're too busy following the elite, the glamorous, social, sophisticated people who are disobeying Allah. And they have plotted a mighty plot. And they have said, you shall not leave your God, nor shall you leave Wad, no Su'ar, no Yahus, no Ya'uq, no Nasr. And these were the names of idols. And indeed, they have led many astray. And O Allah, grant no increase to the wrongdoers except error. Because of their sins, they were drowned. Because of their sins, they were drowned. Then they were made to enter the fire. And they found none to help them instead of Allah. And this is a reference to the azab of the grave. And Nuh said, O my Lord, do not leave one of the disbelievers on the earth. If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves. Now, Nuh alayhi salam's dua was not just this venomous curse, na'uzu billah, that after 950 years he was just sick of them. But the reason he gives, because if you leave them, they will mislead your slaves. Like if the cancerous limb is not amputated, the cancer will spread. If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves, and they will beget none but wicked disbelievers. Rabbi ighfirli wa liwalidayya. O my Lord, forgive me and my parents, and him who enters my home is a believer, and all the believing men and women, and to the wrongdoers, grant no increase but destruction. Surah Al-Jinn. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul uhiya ilayya annahu istama' nafarun min al-jinn, faqalu inna sami'na Qur'anan ajaba. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been revealed to me that a group of jinn listened to this Qur'an. They said, indeed, we have heard a wonderful recitation. It guides to the right path, and we have believed therein, and we shall never join in worship anything with our Lord. And He, exalted be the majesty of our Lord, has taken neither a wife nor a son. And the foolish amongst us used to utter against Allah that which was an enormity in falsehood. And indeed, we thought that men and jinn would not utter a lie against Allah. Now we find in Surah Al-Jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the jinn. Now some people have come up with these theories that jinn are actually the satanic forces in man's own nature, and some say no, they are the bacteria. We find from the Quran that jinn are a separate creation. They are separate creation from man. Allah says in Surah Az-Zariyat, I have not created man and jinn, but in order that they should worship me. Now we need to realize that they have different powers. Their physical powers are more than man, yet they are inferior to man, and this is what we need to understand. Sometimes people feel intimidated by jinn, or they go to soothsayers and sorcerers trusting in the jinns, and some people try and conquer their jinn so that they can gain these black arts and gain black magic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about shaitan, kana min al-jinni, fa fasaqa an amri rabbihi. He was of the jinn. And so he was told to go down in sajda before Adam alayhi salam, which proves categorically that the jinn are inferior to man. Now Allah says that these jinn listened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's recitation, and they accepted the Quran, which teaches us that they too have been granted free will. And there are jinns amongst them who believe and who accept Allah's word, and there are jinns who disobey Allah. And indeed there were men amongst mankind who took shelter with the males amongst the jinns. But the jinn increased them in sin and transgression. And these were Arab superstitions that when they would enter a new valley, they would give a sacrifice in the name of the jinn who lived there. And they thought, as you thought, that Allah will not send any messenger, and we have sought to reach the heaven. But we found it filled with stern guards and flaming fires. And indeed, we used to sit there in stations to steal a hearing. But any who listens now will find a flaming fire watching him in ambush. And we do not know whether evil is intended for those on earth, or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. There are among us some that are righteous and some the contrary. We are groups with different ways. In other words, they also have sectarianism. And we know that we cannot escape Allah in the earth, nor can we escape Him by flight. And indeed, when we heard the guidance, we believed therein. And whoever believes in his Lord shall have no fear, either of a decrease in the reward of his good deeds, or an increase in the punishment of his sins. And of us some are Muslims, and of us some are disbelievers. And whoever has embraced Islam, then such have sought the right path. And as for the disbelievers, they shall be firewood for hell. If they had believed in Allah and had gone on the right path, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا, we would surely have bestowed on them water in abundance. What water is this? Water that's the origin of all life. Now we find in the Quran, Allah constantly compares this knowledge of guidance to rain, to this water that we need for our life, that we need for our sustenance. Allah says that if they had believed in Allah and gone on the right path, we would have bestowed upon them blessings in abundance, knowledge in abundance, that we might try them thereby. And whoever turns away from the reminder of his Lord, and that's this Quran, he will cause him to enter a severe torment. And the mosques are for Allah alone, so do not invoke anyone along with Allah. Now this can be literally the mosque, and as the Prophet ﷺ once said, جُعِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا, that the whole earth was made as a place of worship for Allah. So upon this earth, call to Allah alone. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we turn to for help. And when the slave of Allah stood up invoking him in prayer, they made around him a dense crowd, as if speaking one over the other. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا, tell them, I only call to my Lord, and I associate none as partners along with him. Say, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to the right path. See how prophethood is being stripped of all these unnatural trappings that we've given, that the Prophet ﷺ can help us, or he can harm us, or he can intercede for us, and he doesn't need Allah's permission for that. Tell them, none can protect me from Allah's punishment if I were to disobey him. In other words, if the Prophet is being told this, then where are we? Not that he was going to disobey Allah, na'uzubillah, but the message is for us that if we disobey Allah, then we can expect Allah's punishment. Nor can I find refuge except in him. Mine is but conveyance of the truth from Allah and his messages. And whosoever disobeys Allah and his messenger, disobeys Allah and his messenger, not just Allah alone. Then indeed for him is the fire of hell. He shall dwell therein forever. Till when they see that which they are promised, then they will know who it is that is weaker concerning helpers and less important concerning numbers. What keeps us away from obeying Allah? Oh, it's so difficult. And my friends don't let me. And people make fun of you. And then you become a misfit. Allah says, on that day you will realize who are the true misfits. Tell them, I do not know whether the punishment which you are promised is near, or whether my Lord will appoint for it a distant term. Alimul Ghaybi, he alone is the all-knower of the unseen. And he reveals to none his unseen, except to a messenger whom he has chosen. And then he makes a band of watching guards, angels, to march before him and behind him, till he sees that they have conveyed the messages of their Lord. وَأَحَافَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ, and he surrounds all that is with them. وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا, and he keeps count of all things. Surah Al-Muzammil, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumi layla illa qaleela, nisfahu abin qus minhu qaleela, awzid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'an tartila, inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila, inna nashi'ata al-layli hiya shaddu wa ta'aw wa aqwamu qila, inna laka fi al-nahari sabhan tawila, wazkur isma rabbik wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. O you wrapped in garments, stand to pray all night except a little, half of it or a little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Quran in a slow style. Indeed, we shall send down to you a heavy word. Indeed, the rising by night is very hard and most potent for governing oneself and best for understanding the word of Allah. Surah Muzammil is one of the most sublime surahs in the Quran. What are the themes of Surah Muzammil? The themes are closeness to Allah. How do we gain this closeness to Allah? By night prayers, by tahajjud, by zikr, by remembering Allah, by reading the Quran, and by doing istighfar. Allah addresses the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and look at the love in his words. O you wrapped in garments, stand to pray all night except a little, half of it, or a little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Quran in a slow and distinct style. We found that tahajjud was farz upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's nafli ibadat for us. It's a voluntary act of worship for us. But for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, it was farz. Now Allah says, رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Read the Quran slowly and distinctly. One of the companions, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, narrates how one night he prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that every ayat that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam came to, in which Allah's mercy was mentioned, he would ask for Allah's mercy. And every ayat in which Allah's anger was mentioned, he would ask for refuge from Allah's anger. And every ayat which glorified Allah, he too would glorify Allah. He would pause after each word and elongate each word. رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Because this is the word of Allah. Now Allah says, whether you read tahajjud all night long, or you're reading it for half the night, or less than that, or more than that, why should you do this? إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are sending down upon you a heavy word. The responsibility of this Quran, the responsibility of conveying this message to all mankind, any person who gets up for this da'wah, who wants to call people to Allah, then he has to read tahajjud. He should read tahajjud to help him in his mission. إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْئًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Why? Why tahajjud? Because the middle part of the night, when everyone else is asleep, that's the most effective for trampling your nafs. When you sacrifice your sleep and you get up and you leave your warm bed and you stand in the cold, praying to Allah, crying before Allah, remembering Allah, then that's your quality time with Him. See, that's your time out with Allah. Every other prayer we read, whether Zuhr or Asr or Maghrib, the back of your mind, yes, now I have to do this. Now I have to go and see to the children. And I have to go and see to my studies. And I have to clean the house. But the tahajjud, that's time out with Allah. Just you and your Allah. وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. And that's the time when you can best absorb this Quran. You can best understand it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once spent a whole night repeating one ayat and weeping. What was that ayat? If you punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are the Almighty and the All-Wise. See, your heart absorbs the Quran. Your heart understands the Quran when you read it in tahajjud. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ صَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. You cannot attain that feeling of closeness, even if you're praying all day long. Because in the day, you have prolonged occupation with ordinary duties. So many other things to see to. This tahajjud, this time out with Allah, it's so precious. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, our Lord descends every night on the nearest sky, during the last third of the night, and He says, who calls me so that I may answer him? Who asks me so that I may give him? Who seeks my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? When you love someone, when you really admire someone, then you want to have time alone with them. And you don't want people around you. And you're just dying for a private audience with that person. The more you love someone, Allah says, seek this time out with me. Because in the day, you're going to be busy with other things. So many other distractions. So many other things to do. But at the night, when everyone else is asleep, that's when you can focus on Allah. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Take the name of your Lord. Why doesn't Allah say Allah over here? رَبِّكَ. He created us. He is nourishing us. He is sustaining us. So doesn't that mean that we should try and develop our relationship with Him? وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. Devote yourself to Him with a complete devotion. Hazrat Aisha said that at the time of the Azan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become a complete stranger. When you serve humanity for Allah's sake, that's also ibadat. But when you hear the Azan, then you're detached. Cut off all ties, because your King, your Lord, your beloved Creator has called you. تَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Just cut yourself off from everyone. Just this moment of isolation, just you and Allah alone. Muhammad Asad relates in his book, A Road to Makkah, how once he asked this Haji that, why do you pray? And the Haji gave him an explanation, a simple explanation, that it's a moment of closeness with Allah. It's a moment of intimacy with Allah. And he says that explanation stayed with me. And for many years after that, whenever I would see a man, whether standing on the sidewalk and praying, or standing in the mosque and praying, I would think that this is a man who is at peace with himself. Just this moment of intimacy with Allah. تَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Just focus on Him. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. You're not interested in seeking Allah? You don't want that time out with Allah? You find Salat a burden, a pain? Oh God, I still have to pray? Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Don't forget, He is the Lord of the East and the West. If someone important calls us in this world, see the way we stand at attention, and we don't even look away, and we listen to every word they utter with humility. Allah says, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. He is the Lord of the East and the West. La ilaha illahu. None has the right to be worshipped but He. فَاتَّقِذْهُ وَكِيلًا So why don't you make Him into your friend? Why don't you make Him your disposer of affairs? Instead of seeking people and powerful influences in this world, instead of seeking influential friends in this world, why don't you make Allah your friend? And then you've got it made. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ And be patient about what they say. Ignore their taunts. Ignore their jeers and their derision. You focus on Allah. وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجَرًا جَمِيلًا And keep away from them in a beautiful way. Don't stoop to their level. Don't taunt them back, but just ignore them with dignity. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ And leave me alone to deal with those who deny. Those who are in possession of the good things of life, so they don't need to pray because they've got so much. And give them respite for a little while. Indeed, with us are chains to bind them, and a raging fire, and a foot that chokes, and a painful torment. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ On the day when the earth and the mountains will shake violently, and the mountains will be a heap of sand poured out. Indeed, we have sent to you a messenger to be a witness over you, as we sent a messenger to Fir'aun. But Fir'aun disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a severe torment. فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا Then how can you be Allah conscious if you disbelieve in a day that will make children grey-haired? Children grey-haired, one day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Whereon the heaven will be cleft asunder. كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا Certainly his promise will be accomplished. Indeed, this is an admonition. Therefore, let him who wills, let him take a path to his Lord. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ Indeed, your Lord knows that you stand to pray at night. Tahajjud, a time where no one else can see you. If you're praying to Allah, if you're crying before Allah, if you're groveling before Allah, it's just you and Allah. So it's free from riya, it's free from that taint of showing off and hypocrisy, because there are none to see you but Allah. Allah says, your Lord knows that you stand up. He knows how much it costs you to sacrifice your sleep at that time. A little less than 2/3 of the night, or half the night, or 1/3 of the night. It doesn't matter how long you pray, but get up and pray. And also a group of those with you. And Allah measures the night and the day. He knows that you are unable to pray the whole night. فَطَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ So He has turned to you. Allah doesn't say that you can't sleep at all. فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ So recite of the Quran as much as is easy for you. Subhanallah, He doesn't say read the whole Quran. As much of the Quran as you find easy. He knows that there will be some among you who are sick, others traveling through the land, seeking of Allah's bounty, yet others fighting on Allah's cause. Look at the wide spectrum of ways that we can obey Allah. Some can serve Allah by seeking His bounty. Some serve Allah by fighting in Allah's path. Allah says, with all these duties, with all these responsibilities, فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ Don't neglect reading this Qur'an. Recite as much of the Qur'an as may be easy for you. Sometimes people say, we find it so difficult and our Arabic accent isn't correct. Well, they should know this. The Prophet ﷺ once said that one who falters in reading it and finds it hard to read correctly will have a double reward. And one who is skilled in reading the Qur'an is with the noble angels who bring down the revelation. The Prophet ﷺ once said, the companion of the Qur'an will be told, recite and ascend. Recite and ascend. Ascend with facility, as you used to recite with facility in this world. Your final abode is the height you reach at the last verse you recite. فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ Read as much as is easy for you, but develop a bond with this Qur'an. Don't leave it for an instant. Don't just read it in Ramzan and ignore it the rest of the year. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ And establish salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ And give zakat. Don't be narrow-minded, focusing just on one thing. Worship Allah in all these myriad ways. وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا And give to Allah a beautiful loan. Don't just give zakat. Give sadaqah as well. And give sadaqah for Allah's deen. Why? وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you send ahead for yourself, whether it's smiling at a Muslim, whether it's teaching a fellow Muslim, whether it's giving a Muslim a friendly word of advice, whether it's picking up an obstacle from the path, whatever good you send ahead for yourself, you will find it with Allah. So don't trivialize any good deed. Do all that come your way. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْزَمُ أَجْرًا. And Allah is better and greater in reward. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. And seek Allah's forgiveness. 1 month of Ramzan and we think all our sins are forgiven. After doing all these deeds, Allah says, seek Allah's forgiveness. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. And the best time for istighfar is the time for tahajjud. See, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness like unto it. Once a man came to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and asked him, I have repeatedly committed a major sin. Can there be any repentance for me? And sometimes we too doubt and we say, no, I've sinned so much and it's too late now. How can I turn to Allah? I feel such a hypocrite. Ibn Mas'ud turned away and the man saw that his eyes had filled with tears. He said, Paradise has 8 gates and each one of them is sometimes open and sometimes shut, with the exception of the gate of repentance, which is held open eternally by an angel who never leaves that place. So do not despair. Wastaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness, no matter how late it is, no matter how many sins you might have done. Wastaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Inna Allaha ghafoorur raheem. Subhanallah. Allah says, I am forgiving and merciful, but for the one who seeks that forgiveness.